This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, April 29th, 2018. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your call on anything that has to do with your health, as long as we're not talking about drugs and surgery. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you find me right here, right now. And when we're not here, right here, right now, you go to RozelleCare.com. And ask the questions. We've got an interesting show for you today, but we'd love to have your questions, so make the calls now so we can make sure that you do get online. We're going to be talking about all those things that go bump in the night that you kind of ignore and don't look at. What am I talking about? We're talking about your body gives off signals when things are starting to happen. Signs, different discolorations, things that happen to your body. I don't feel good. But why don't you feel good? The joint space pains. You start having this uneasy feeling, but you can't really identify. But they're prodromal. They are something that is leading into something till you get to that place where, oh my God, how did this happen? In studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing on May the 2nd. Wow, May the 2nd already. Dr. Qinglong Zhang, and you've had the pleasure of hearing him once before, but today we've got him live, and we would love to, kind of take you through the forest, if you will, to really understand what happens to the body. So we're going to be talking about body signals and warning signs, and that will be the topic of conversation this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Dr. Zhang.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Rozelle.
I'm glad that you're here again.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here to talk about this topic.
It's a great topic because, you know, if people understood that things just don't happen, that the body gives off signs and warnings, kind of a heads up, look, this is going to take place, but we ignore those things. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the topic because it's really fascinating. I have a lot of questions that I'm going to ask you, but, you know, you're originally from Shanghai, China,
right?
And you come from a medical background, and you have double degrees, and you know it's amazing to watch how you diagnose and how you open things up.
Yeah.
Give our audience an understanding of what this topic really means, and then I'll ask you specific things. But you know, we ignore things, and we shouldn't.
Right. So the thing is, you know, my background, I have 11 years education of Chinese medicine and has been oriental medicine doctor in Shanghai, China for 3 years. So what I learned, why this topic is so important for the people is because before the Western medicine only went to China about 15 years or 16 years. Before that, we always use the traditional Chinese medicine. We do not have any x-rays. We don't have any lab work. We all use our eyes, the fingers to try to palpation, to inspection. That means inside out. So a lot of problem, a lot of issue when before they get bad, the body is very smart. They can show you something to tell you something wrong with my body. I need to be fixed that time. So that means it's very, very important to identify the signals your body send out and then to catch the disease getting worse or prevent the disease.
You know, the problem is in this country, we have a bad attitude. We have an attitude of, you know, if there's something that's annoying to us, if there's, you know, we have a cough, we have a headache, we have back pain, we have, you name the symptom, because all those are symptoms.
Yeah.
We run to take something to get rid of the symptom, but not get rid of the problem.
Right.
And unfortunately, that leads to things that can be very destructive later on. But the beauty of the medicine that you bring with you and the double degrees that you have in application to what we do in our office every day is that you can identify and teach people how to look at certain things in a different way.
Yes. It's a very simple way, but if you don't know, you just don't know. You never know that. Especially I tell you, sometimes you know from the other doctors. So for example, okay, so I got a lot of patients ask me these questions. My hair is green, getting green. So this patient is about 40 years old, 30.
You mean gray.
Gray.
Not green.
Gray, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm gray.
Gray.
You take a look. I'm gray. No.
I'm Green Dragon. Remember, Green Dragon is my nickname. Okay, gray. So the people ask these questions, you know, why? Because I'm so young, I'm not supposed to have the gray hair. So from Chinese medicine, we do have this kind of theory said, okay, it's also signals. Okay. So if your hair is getting gray, it's different parts. For example, if the gray hair is in the front part, probably something wrong with your spleen and stomach. Okay? So if your gray hair is on the side, from Chinese medicine, from acupuncture standpoint, it's the channel standpoint, there's probably something wrong with your liver and gallbladder. You should check it out.
So okay. So the hair, if it's changing prematurely, mm-hmm. and it starts graying sooner than anybody else in their family, mm-hmm. then it could identify an organ system
yep.
that's not working the way it's supposed to.
It's exactly.
And it shouldn't be ignored.
It should not at all. So another thing is, for example, this is a hair. Just another thing, talk about the earlobe. Okay. So I have two patients when I go to this off clinic. This two patients. Two patients come here to complain about neck pain or cannot digest very well, a stomach issue, GI tract issue. And I said, okay, so I will do the physical exam on the patient. And I check, when I do examination, I try to combine the chiropractic the examination tools. I also combine the Chinese medicine examination tools together. So when I see the patient earlobe, I said, okay, do you have any palpitations sometimes? The patient shocked, is open the eye, big eye. So how do you know? I said, I do have palpitation. So sometimes, but I never check. I think it's because my work is stressful. I think it's normal, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, you should check it out. Do you have an EKG before? Do you have to annual checkup?
Now you're talking about the lines on the earlobes that are vertical. They're deep. Cresses in the earlobe, right?
Yeah.
The term is Frank lines in our culture, but it does indicate that. And then you can correlate that too in the signs and warning symptoms, but what the tongue looks like.
Yeah, the good question. So I said, okay, let me see your tongue, see your pulse. When I see the tip of the tongue is very red. Remember, every patient, whatever I do, chiropractic adjustment, or I do the acupuncture for the patient, I always feel pulse and I see the tongue. So the tongue diagnosis is very, very important in Chinese medicine. Okay, the tongue has different parts stand for different organ. So the tip of the tongue stands for the heart. When I see the patient, when I see this patient's the tongue, I see the patient, the tip of the tongue is very red, it's peeled, there's no coating at all.
So that indicates heart.
It's heart.
So,
it's definitely heart issue.
So here, folks, here's what you need to do. Go into the mirror and take a look at your ears. And if your earlobes have a deep crevice in it, they shouldn't have that deep crevice. And then stick your tongue out in the mirror. And if the tip of your tongue is red, those are two indicators that you've got a heart problem and you probably should get it checked out. And there's also other signs. So if the patient has, we'll follow this up a little bit. Mm-hmm. If a patient has the grooves in the ears, they have the red tongue, the tip of the tongue is red, and there's other sorenesses that come about in the body as well that it would indicate heart, besides pain in the arm, which we all know that is a heart attack. But other indicators, there's chest pain and back pain. If you see these things, that also could suggest that you have a heart problem, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. So sometimes, from Chinese medicine, sometimes we have the different taste. If you have the taste a little bit bitter sometimes, you should pay attention. It's also related to heart. Okay?
So a bitter taste can be.
Can be the heart. Okay. Yeah. And also the same thing with if your heart problem related to the left arm, you should suspect that too. However, sometimes even though the patient have the right arm, the sore, the painful, you still pay attention to posture is a heart issue too. A lot of people, most people know, okay, the left arm reaches the heart. Sometimes it has a right arm problem and still can reach the heart, not only reach to the liver or gallbladder.
Also between the shoulder blades.
Right.
When you have pressure between the shoulder blades. So here's a checklist for you. You know, if you have that groove in the earlobe, if your tongue is red, if you're showing discomfort with these things in conjunction, in either one of your shoulders or between your shoulder blades in the middle of your back, that suggests that you better go have things checked out and may begin to make some significant changes. If you ignore them too long, you have a problem. So the body has these indicators, these signals that are going to tell us things are not what they should be long before we end up having the disaster of a heart attack or, you know, anything else that can be unfortunately and sometimes irreversible. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We'll answer your questions today on signs and signals of what might be going on in your body that you're ignoring. This Wednesday night, your host, my guest today, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. Many of you have heard him. Many of you are his patients. He's an amazement. He takes the East and blends it with the West in a way that is extremely formidable. Don't miss this lecture. This is going to be fun. You're going to see many different things and many different applications. Let's go on a little bit. We don't want to give the whole story away, but we got a couple of minutes before we have to take a break. When we're talking about patients who have, for example, they have pain in their thumbs, mm-hmm. and they didn't do anything. The thumbs start aching deeply. They hurt. Mm-hmm. What would that suggest?
This couple of reasons. Sometimes because you have the neck problem. Remember the nerve come out of spine and goes to especially the neck and the cervical plexus goes to the thumb and the same problem is your neck. Also the lung channel.
The lung channel.
If you do have a lung problem, then it can show up here first. Okay, so
So somebody has a respiratory problem, the beginning stages of bronchitis or pneumonia, they could end up with their thumb pads aching and hurting.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so another thing is if you have a lung problem, sometimes it didn't show your lung issue, but it shows your large intestine issue. You get a constipation, you get their dry mouth, and also sometimes you have the tooth pink without a decayed tooth. Okay, so if you have upper toothpick that relates to your stomach, if you have lower toothpick that relates to your large intestine. I do have some patients have a lung issue, and we didn't catch that, but we catch they have large intestine issue. Then we form large intestine issue, then we go back to see, okay, if you have a lung issue or not. Why? So we'll tell you more later.
So that's right. So we'll talk about that. He's not going to give the story away. But so here's what you got to remember. Now, if you're having problems with your teeth, and the upper teeth are problems. You get infections or things that nature. It can relate to your stomach.
Yeah,
and
right.
You may not be producing enough hydrochloric acid mm-hmm. or your stomach isn't working the way it's supposed to. And if it's the lower portion of your mouth, your lower teeth, that's large intestine.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. So we have to be careful here. And we have a tendency to ignore the different signs and symptoms. And we run off to treat the symptom. And unfortunately, if we don't fix the underlying problem, the symptoms never go away. And they just get progressively worse until it's too late. And then you end up having teeth pulled. You end up having a heart attack. You end up having all kinds of problems. We're going to get into more specifics. But this Wednesday evening, this is going to be an amazing night. Love to have you as our guest at the Results Center for Healing. Dr. Qinglong Zhang will be your presenter, your host. And I promise you, you will walk away with an insight to your health that you didn't have before. Join us. All you got to do is go online at rozellecare.com and register. Hit the button that says register now or call 703-698-7117 and register live with one of our receptions. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We're in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that's going on in your life. And in studio, we have a very special guest. Some of you have heard him before. Some of you have been treating by him, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. And we've had the pleasure of having Dr. Zhang in our practice now for about 9-10 months, and he's just an amazement to so many people. he truly combines Eastern and Western applications of diagnosis. And he's going to be your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. He's going to be talking about body signals and warning signs. And that's Wednesday, May 2nd, 7 p.m. Call, register now, or you can go online at RoselleCare.com, and there's a note there that says register here, and just click the button and get it registered. All of our in-house continuing education programs, which this is part of, are a gift to the community. And the only thing that we require from you is a reservation so we can make sure that we're adequately prepared and that we can serve you properly. Give us a call, 703-698-7117 at the Results Center for Healing, or go online at RoselleCare.com and register body signals and warning signs. You will get a tremendous amount of information out of this class. Dr. Zhang is amazing. Dr. Zhang, let's get back and talk a little bit more about this. We talked about the heart. We talked about lung and large intestine a little bit. And you're going to get into so much more of this as, you know, this Wednesday evening. Let's go into the place of, let's say that somebody has a problem with blood pressure.
Oh, blood pressure.
Okay. And, you know, it can go up and down. It's volatile. It bounces. Are there external signs other than taking a blood pressure that would suggest that somebody might have a blood pressure problem that might be problematic?
Actually, we do have some signs to let you aware, okay, probably my blood pressure is going higher. So the first sign is you get very angry easily. So there's no reason. You get pissed off very, very easily. You don't know why, just get very angry. That is because Chinese medicine, the liver related to anger. If you have a liver problem, liver related to anger, then liver related to the blood pressure too, also the kidney. So also, if you wake up in the morning and you see the mirror, you said, okay, my face is a little bit red. Sometimes it's okay, if the heart, the temperature is changing. If the temperature is okay, everything is okay, except it's just red, a little bit red, it's on, just like in the chin, it's red. Sometimes okay, because probably you have the liver is irritated. We talk about yin and yang. Your liver yang is too much, then cause blood pressure go up, then bring all the blood to your face.
Okay, before we go on, so when Dr. Zhang is talking about, I'm going to translate into Western medicine, when we're talking about yin and yang, you know, we talk about, everybody's heard the term yin yang, but I want to relate it to positive and negative. I want to relate it to outside the body and inside the body. Yang is something that is outside expressive. Yin is internal. Also, yin is life-giving. Yang is combative. So when he uses those terms, now you know what they mean.
Oh, thank you for clarifying. Yeah, these all signals can indicate, okay, probably we should check my blood pressure. The next thing is here, blood pressure is the kidney. So speaking of kidney, if you wake up in the morning, feel a little bit swollen underneath your eye, generally if the swelling can be gone but 20 minutes, it's okay. Because you drink a lot of water and then it doesn't metabolize slower. Because at night, every organ should sleep too. This will have a break. It's very slow. However, if your swelling cannot go after 20 minutes, you'll be aware of that, because sometimes probably it's the most possible is because your kidney had problems.
So swelling of the eyes that you wake up in the morning that doesn't go away within 20 minutes is a problem.
It's a problem.
If it goes away, it's not a big deal necessarily.
Nope.
But if it doesn't go away, it stays there, it's puffy, it's baggy all day long, it's a kidney problem.
A kidney problem, yep.
And so many people, you walk around in today's world and you see puffy, baggy, swollen eyes.
Yeah.
So we have a society that can be, and you know, when we relate kidney and other organ systems, there are other manifestations that take place. How about a patient, and on the same thing, someone who wakes up in the morning has a headache, and that headache doesn't go away until they get up and walk around. That can be kidney as well.
Yeah.
And it could also be thyroid.
Yeah, right. Thyroid.
So you got a combination thing. But these are signs that, unfortunately, in Western tradition, Western medicine, they're ignored. And, you know, we just kind of, oh, it's all right. If it goes away, it's not a problem. Well, it is a problem because it's telling you that something's not right. And, you know, if you begin to understand the manifestations of this. So let's talk about the kidney for a second. We got about, 45 seconds. What other, if you suspect a kidney problem, you wake up in the morning, the eyes are, what else would it tell you that there might be kidney problem going on?
Okay. So that problem is, folks, the people, at night, you're not supposed to go to the bathroom to have to pee, except you drink a lot of water. If you go to the bathroom three times, two times, because you want to go to the bathroom to pee, it's not normal. It's because the kidney is supposed to hold the qi, hold the fluid very tight, and cannot let it go. But if you have to get up three times, that means your qi is very low.
It's
a kidney problem too. It's not normal
it's
at
not
all.
Normal. So guys, this relates to you. It's not necessarily your prostate, it's your kidney. And, you know, when your energy is low, that means your life force, and that's another piece that we get into later on. But we're going to leave you up with that just for right now. We're coming up to the mid-time break here, and we're talking about body signals and warning signs, things that you need to know about to protect yourself. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. It's pretty outside today. It's 58, 59, something like that. And tomorrow and throughout the week, we're going to get a whole lot of good weather. So maybe finally real spring is here and we're going to see all the beautiful things that go along with it. You know, allergies and coughing and sneezing. No, we actually have been seeing that quite a bit for quite a while. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that you have in your mind. We're talking about body signals and warning signs, which is the topic that's going to be discussed at the Rozelle Center for Healing Wednesday, May 2nd, 7 p.m. That's coming up in a couple of days. Love to have you as our guest, but more importantly, you have the opportunity to listen to Dr. Qinglong Zhang, who is amazing. He's part of the Rozelle Center staff, and he's a doctor of oriental medicine. He holds multiple degrees. He's a chiropractor. He's an acupuncturist. This guy brings a plate of information so we can serve our patients a whole lot better and more specifically. Love to have you there. This man is quite excited about the work that he does. And
thank you.
We really enjoy having his presence with us. Let's get back in. We've talked about the heart. We talked about the lungs. We talked about the intestinal tract. We're talking a little bit about the kidneys. And let's go back to that subject just a little bit, because kidney energy, in your medicine, you call it kidney qi.
Right.
It's also the essence of life. It's the essence of body energy. And when that energy goes away, mm-hmm. we start seeing all kinds of different symptoms that mm-hmm. are associated with it. Like you just said a little while ago, having to get up two, three times during the night and going to the bathroom. That's kidney qi.
Yep.
And we shouldn't have to get up in the middle of the night. When we're young, we sleep the night. We can sleep 12, 14, 15 hours
right.
and never get up.
Yeah.
But here's the situation. Now, we're talking about kidney, we're talking about headaches that come about. Obviously, we can talk about, you know, urinary dysfunction. With men and women, it can be loss of libido.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that goes away as well.
Yeah.
What other signals indicate that we may be having kidney problems that could lead to something more serious?
Okay. So in Chinese medicine, kidney is the genetic foundation. It's it's the most important organ in Chinese medicine. Okay, another issue related to kidney issue is the air. Okay, hearing very clear, or lose a little bit hearing loss, oh, you should pay attention to the problem is a kidney problem. Unless there's something pathological problem in the inner ear, if already rule out all the problems and you do have some ear problem, probably you should pay attention to the kidney.
So hearing problems could be kidney. Also eyes, correct?
Also eyes. Also fingers too. If you found some black, the red spot on your fingers, you should pay attention. Oh, probably the kidney tell you something's wrong with me. Please pay attention to kidney.
So let me ask you a question. So somebody's getting older and we see the loss of hearing, particularly as people are getting older. So going back to life force,
mm-hmm.
kidney energy, it correlates. It makes a difference. Also, we see patients who become more fearful because the kidney has to do with courage, correct?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So when you see people starting to be a little bit more timid,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily fearful, but a little bit more timid, we start seeing them complain of urinary problems.
Yeah.
They start saying that their hearing isn't quite as good as what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I made it to this, but now I need glasses. Those are all kidney problems,
yeah.
potentially. Not necessarily exclusively across the board. But when you start grouping them together, that would suggest that the kidney's there.
Yep, that's exactly.
So I got a question for you. Can it be fixed?
Why not? Well, this is why we're here.
That's right. Absolutely right. I like the way this man thinks, right? So it can be turned around. And you're going to find out Wednesday night how that can be fixed. If you're having some of these problems, join us this Wednesday evening, the 2nd of May, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. All you have to do is go online, go to rozellecare.com and click the registration button or call the office simply at 703-698-7117 and tell our staff that you'd like to be there. Our number right here is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. If you have a question for Dr. Zhang or even something other than what we're talking about, love to deal with it. Dr. Zhang.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, in this country, we run to drugs for everything.
Yeah.
Okay. We have, you know,
actually, not only this country, but I think the whole world.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's an industry that is getting out of hand. my opinion, when the body is so able to turn things around. We've talked about medications and we get vaccinations from the time we're born. Many, many different vaccinations.
Right.
And our body has to deal and fight with those things.
Yeah.
We eat foods that today's world that are no longer supportive and nourishing. They have all kinds of preservatives and additives and so forth. Now, we see in this country, the United States has the lowest wellness index virtually across the board for anyone. Okay.
Right.
We spend more money on health care,
mm-hmm.
and we are sicker than anybody else.
Right.
So this program, this topic, warning signs and signals, is incredibly important because people need to know more about what, you know, years ago, it's probably been 6 years now, I wrote a book. It's called Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program.
Yeah.
And I wrote it specifically for the topic that we're talking about so people can know when things are starting to come about, more importantly, what they can do about it. And I know this Wednesday evening you're going to cover not only the signs and symptoms, but you're going to talk about things that can be done as well. Let's talk about somebody who has shoulder pain that just comes out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it aches, it's deep, it can be right or left. And we know that, you know, they have a problem with their structure, but it's not a major problem with their structure. What would that shoulder pain or that deep aching shoulder pain suggest?
Oh, deep shoulder pain is also, sometimes it suggests your large intestine too, because the large intestine, the channels go all the way, go to the shoulder and go to your neck here, go all the way across your nose, go here. And if you, also related to your triple burner is a very, very special meridian channel in Chinese medicine, but a lot of people don't know. I will explain a little bit more. So we have the 12 channel on half body. Okay, so every channel doesn't work separated. They just have to work together. We need one channel connect each other. It's a triple burner channel. If this triple burner channel cannot connect each other well, then everything is working separately. They cannot collaborate.
Okay, now for translation. Okay, so I'm sitting there, and you know what I like about this guy? He's Chinese, he's from Shanghai, and he uses his hands like I speak, and I'm Sicilian. I think that's why we're bonded at the hip, right? So when he said it crosses over and it ends here, he's looking at his face and he's touching next to his nose, and he's saying that the acupuncture channel for large intestine will travel from the fingertip all the way up and cross over the face and ends on the opposite side. And so he's showing that correlation. This you're going to be amazed when you see this on Wednesday night, because the demonstrations are going to be fantastic, and he's going to be able to really show you how this is all interconnected and put together. And you talked about triple energy, triple heater. And it's a primary channel that is in the central portion of the body, but it connects all the other energy flows in the system. So it's an important thing.
Right.
So you're going to see this on PowerPoint demonstrations. You're going to see how it works. He's going to show you these things. He's going to put it together for you. This is a subject that is sometimes seems to be very confusing, but when you put it together, it's extremely, extremely simple. And the body is this amazing machine that we ignore its normal warnings and signals. And so subsequently, we run off and we say, well, I can't tolerate this, so I'm going to take a drug. 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Let's talk a little bit more about that. So you can, if your shoulder hurts, you can end up with a lung problem. Large intestine and lung, you know,
marry each other.
They marry together, so they work together, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked a little bit about the stomach and the teeth and so forth. You know, think about this. If you could fix your stomach and you did it properly and you would get rid of your problems with your teeth, wouldn't that be amazing? Think about it. Number one, all the thousands of dollars is going to save you just for dental problems. Or, you know, you're going to the dentist, in today's world, one root canal is like $1,800. You know, so if you could fix that by fixing other pieces first and then maintain a healthy lifestyle, far more than what you're enjoying right now, wouldn't that be amazing? Well, you're going to find out how this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing. So join Dr. Zhang and really get to understand the intimacies, and I true intimacies of how the body works. Let's talk about, you know, knee pain and ankle pain and so forth. You know, people say, you know, I got this sharp pain in my knee, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor says there's nothing wrong. If they complain long enough, the doctor gives them medication, which makes things worse, right? So, but the knee might be throbbing on the inside of the knee, and the foot, the toes may be throbbing. What do we start looking at?
The first thing I will start looking at is the structural issue, because the lumbar nerve goes from the low back, goes all the way down to your toe. I will check from this is why I want to learn chiropractic. The chiropractic is amazing too. So I want to combine together to say, to check if you have a structural issue, if you have an injury before. Okay. If you do have injury or structural issue, we should fix that problem first, and that relieves the pinching nerve. That is why, this is the way we fix the cause, not fix the symptoms. Also from Chinese medicine, also the knee problem, the ankle problem also can relate to the kidney again. Okay. Kidney is the most important organ member. So kidney can also relate to the leg and the low back too. So if you are not only in pain, if you have the very weak knee joint, very weak ankle joint, isn't without any reason, you should think about a more kidney. You will have the other kidney problem too, but the symptoms, but you should pay attention to that too. So this is kind of combination.
So here's an interesting correlation, because when my patients, you know, come in and they complain of knee pain and that sort of situation, I keep telling them that your adrenal system's not working, because there's a muscle called the sartorius that's related to adrenal function. Here's the relationship. The adrenal sits on top of the kidney.
Right. When Dr. Rosell talked about our adrenal, I want to clear out. So why I didn't say anything about adrenal, because in Chinese medicine, we do not have adrenal gland. Adrenal attached on the kidney. When I say the kidney, also the kidney includes adrenal. This together.
That's right.
Just like the spleen attached to the pancreas attached on spleen and pancreas together.
Yeah. So there's in Chinese medicine, they're not separated. They're together. They're
together.
Conjoined.
Yeah.
It's an interesting process. Let's talk about that. You know, we talked about signs and signals, and here's, you know, unfortunately, we're seeing more and more people suffer from, diabetic problems, blood sugar handling problems, too high, too low. And that's very specific. How would somebody begin to suspect that they have a diabetic problem or a blood sugar handling problem?
Oh, if you wake up, the symptoms after wake up is very, very important to pay every symptoms I wake up, because after a long night sleep, your body try to get a normal track. However, sometimes if you have some potential disease there, but your body cannot go back and then show the symptoms. Body is very, very smart. Body is most complex and the smartest machine in the whole world. So then when we wake up, we have a little bit of the dry mouth and a little bit dizzy, especially on the 4 to 5 morning in the morning, a little bit dizzy, a little bit headache. So you should pay attention to your pancreas, your blood sugar.
So that dizziness, that lightheadedness, the headache, that can be blood sugar handling.
Yeah, and dry mouth.
And dry mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's definitely a set of warning signs and signals that indicate so many different things that we aren't taught. And this is an opportunity to really learn them. And, you know, it can save your health. It can save your life. It can save your family's health. Wouldn't it be great to be able to look at things newly, differently, in a way that say, oh, I know what this is. Well, this is an opportunity. Here's the beginning of your education this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Brazil Center for Healing. May the 2nd, and it's still light outside and staying light much longer, so you have no problems driving. Give us a call, 703-698-7117. Tell our staff you want to register. Or simply go online at rosellecare.com and hit the registration button, and then we'll call you to confirm, and love to see you there. And you're going to learn a whole lot more than what you possibly thought was possible. This is a night that is going to begin your education. Dr. Qinglong Zhang, my guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening. Let's talk about nails, okay? There's hair and nails diagnosis. We talked a little bit about the hair. Let's talk about the nails. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody looks at their nails and they see ridges and they see, you know, different striations. Oh, my nails are bad. What can I take from my nails? And that's a common question. But it's not what you can take. What's going on with the nails? And you look at those every day.
Yes, I look at it. So before I talk about this part, nails, I want to let everybody know that research said, okay, nowadays, the nail growing speed is about 3.55 millimeter per month.
3.5 millimeters per month. That's how fast the nail grows.
How fast it grows.
Okay.
But before it's a little bit slower in 1978, probably I think it's 3 millimeters.
So that's speeding up too. Life is speeding up
right.
And things, and your nails are speeding up too.
Right.
That's interesting.
So yeah, if your nail can grow that fast, or you, probably too, oh, my nail didn't grow at all. I didn't grow, it's barely grown. I forgot that. I have nails. So there's something wrong with the body, very, very wrong. You should pay more attention to, can relate to your liver. Because the liver in Chinese medicine, liver in charge of the nails. Liver is extension of the tendon. Liver in charge of the tendon, and the nail is the extension of the liver, the tendon.
So the nails and the liver are
related to each other.
Okay.
Also, when we see the nails, the first thing, if you put the hand on the table, you will see there's a lunate there.
So if you look down, what he's looking at, if you look at your nails, you have those little white, they're little striations at the bottom. Luna means moon. And they should look like these little half moons, and they should be significant, right?
Very significant. If you have the lunate about one fifth of the nail, that means your house is pretty good.
So
if you lose that, something wrong with that.
So the luna, the moon, that little white moon at the bottom of your nail bed should be about one fifth the size of your entire nail.
Yep.
And some people don't have it. And by the way, that's not a good thing. That tells you that your health is really impaired and you need to do something about it. This Wednesday evening is going to be amazing. You need to be there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live every Sunday, 12 noon, just like you do week in and week out, except when Redskin season's here. But nevertheless, we are here for you. And you know what? Here's the deal. You know, we do this program simply because we want to bring you information so you can help yourself. We try to give you different thought processes of how to look at your health and not just look at it as a symptom presentation. If the symptom is gone, then you're okay. Not so. As you're hearing today, body signals and warning signs, it tells you that things are happening. And when you ignore them long enough, then pretty soon they become pathological. You know, we're looking at body function. And if we can correct function, and this Wednesday evening, May the 2nd, 7 p.m. at Rozelle Center for Healing, my guest, your host this Wednesday evening, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, is going to go through and he's going to show you how these things manifest. And he's going to show you in detail. He's going to show you pictorial representations. He's going to put his hands on you. He's going to show different manifestations that you weren't aware of. But more importantly, how you can fix these things, you know, before they become deadly, before they take your health, your life, the quality of your existence away from you. Wouldn't that be a fantastic situation? Well, it's easy to do. Just call Rozelle Care, or actually go online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com, rozellecare.com. Scroll down. You'll see the ad for it. It says body signals and warning signs, Wednesday, May 2nd, 7 p.m. Click the button and register for the class. We'll confirm. If you don't like computers, do it this way, 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell our staff that you want to be there. This will be a fun night. Dr. Zhang, let's talk a little bit about what you're going to cover. What are you going to go over Wednesday evening?
So this Wednesday evening, I will cover the from the top, from the different parts that tell you the signals from different parts, from the eye, from the face, from the nose, from the lip, or from the whole body, to see what's general or common signals you can see, and also how can we fix that? How can we do some exercise to avoid that? So we don't want to use medication that's not that far away from that. So we just want to let you guys know how can we prevent the bad things happen. How can we prevent something can tell from your body, from the signals.
So you're going to give people actually things that they can do as well.
Yeah.
You're going to show them what it is.
Yeah.
And then you're going to show them what to do about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You better be there. This is like unbelievable. What an opportunity that you have to learn something different. You know, things that you can do in your home that you can take home with you. You can make a huge difference relative to how you're treated. And also, more importantly, if you know, if you understand things, the signals and the warning signs, you can tell your doctor, you can direct them. Because let me tell you something. The majority of physicians out there don't know this stuff. They don't get it. They don't understand it. And now you're going to have something far better that you can have a conversation with somebody and also prove it to them. Say, look, let's do this. I want this done. I want to take a look at it this way. This Wednesday evening, May the 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Register today as soon as we're done with the program, which will be in about a minute. Register, get online, get it done, call, leave a message. We'll get back to you. We'll make it happen. Dr. Zhang, it's exciting.
It's very exciting.
You know, if we can begin to incorporate the Eastern thought process with Western thought process and marry the two thoughts, what an amazing opportunity people have to turn their lives around.
Right.
It's going to
be fantastic.
It's going to be fantastic. Yeah. Don't miss the opportunity to listen to this man. He's going to open the door for you in a different way, in a way that you hadn't thought about up until now. You know, we're here every Sunday trying to bring you cutting-edge information, the things that you need to know about to apply to your life, to be able to say, hey, there's something here. I know there's something going on, and not be subject necessarily to all the side effects of all these horrific drugs, which can take your life, let alone the quality, but can take your life literally. We're coming up to that break. We'll see you soon. I love you all. Bye.